Okay, here we go. Should we do two different recordings? Maybe we should do two. Maybe we should. We'll
just get to the first.
Stop it and start it. We'll finish the first. Like a double header. This is cool. Okay, so let's just start on the bottom because I'm based just so we know where we are. And the Mishnah had said, Misha halachum dinas hayam v'amar echad upirneses ishto. Right, so the guy goes away. Right, he goes far away, and someone comes and he finances the wife for the guy. Right, so it's the guy's job, right, the husband's job to finance himself, and he goes ahead and does it for him. Right, so Chanan Omer Ibn Esma Osof. So Chanan says the guy who helped, he loses his money, meaning that the husband doesn't pay him back. And Nech Glola Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim argued with him. Va'amru Yishba Kama Hotzi. He told no, the person who was helpful can take an oath on how much he had initially taken. And he can get his money back. And Amr Midosim and Hirkinis Kid Ibrahim, Amr Midochim and Zakai, Yafa Amar Hanan, Hiniyach Ma'osav Al Karenatzvi. So Ribdosa ben Hirkinis said Kid Ibrahim, sounds like the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, and the Hanan says, well, why? Because the guy basically hung his money on the horn of a deer. You hung your money on the horn of a deer, you're not getting it back, right? So that was your fault. You shelled out money, which was nice, but you didn't have any reason to expect to get it back. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Tanan Hasa, Hamudar Hana Mechavera. The person takes an oath that I'm not going to get any benefit from Reuven, right? So I'm not allowed to get any benefit from. I took a netter, I can't get any benefit from Reuven. Fine. So Shoka Lo Es Shiklo. So I'm allowed to pay Reuven's Machatzis HaShekel. Rashi says Shoka B'Shvilo Shekel Shulchayel the Kol Shana the Karbonos Tzibor. Right? Everyone has to give a Machatzis HaShekel for the korban of Sibor, so you can pay his. That's not a problem of him getting hana from you, right? So, the nether is that the guy can't get benefit from you. Your muda hana, meaning you say he can't get benefit from me. So, nevertheless, I can pay his machs shekel. Uporeas chovo. If he owes money, I can pay off his debt. Umachshel abedaso, and I can give him. If he loses his watch, I can find it for him and bring it back to him. Ubamachum shenot and schar tipol hana lehekish. In a place where they pay people for. Hashavas Aveda, that money that he gets, that money that you're supposed to get back, so that has to go to Hekdesh. Fine. So Bishlama Shokolo Shiklo Mitzakavid. Right? If I give paying his Machas Shekel, I understand that I can do that. Why? Because I'm not doing it to benefit him, I'm just doing a mitzvah, right? This non Torimin al Ha'ibud Vala Giboy Vala Asid Lagabos. Because the Mishnah says in Bav Mitzia that a person can the Beis HaMikdash can collect or like count that which someone gave, even if it got lost, right? The Machshuk got lost, or that which was collected, but not they already collected, and also the Gavos, and somebody to pledge. They hadn't paid it yet, so they can pay out the money even ahead of time. Fine. So the point being, Rashi says this. Ala avod afami shalach shikla avod got lost, right? Ala gavoy she adayin lo higia kan, it's not there yet. It was collected, but didn't get the base of midrash. But us the gabos, v'afidu lo nigva la achamikan. Even if again the guy made a pledge and never got paid, right? Yesh lo chelik betruma or bekarbanos, and the shachis or mitzvah. Right? So the person gets they're considered part of the korbanos sibor, but they lose out on the mitzvah. Right, so nimsa schar hamitzvah al hanosim. So what do you see? Who gets the mitzvah? The mitzvah is for the person who actually gives the money. Right. So therefore, you see from there that when the guy gives a shekel, he gives a machzor shekel on someone else's behalf. He's done a mitzvah. Fine. So it's not a problem of the guy getting benefit because he I'm doing it for myself for a mitzvah. I don't think it's because of the general rule of mitzvos lav lahenos nitnu. Right. You usually have that rule that if I do a mitzvah, it's not considered a hana. But I think the point here is that he himself, right? The guys, the netter was the other person shouldn't get benefit from me. And the answer is, he's not really. It's not about him getting benefit from me. I'm getting the opportunity to do a mitzvah, right? So it's not a benefit per se. I'm just doing a mitzvah. But fine. So that explains the paying the shekel. Fine. Mach shelo aveda. So not me mitzvah kavod. Same thing. The guy lost his wallet. I give it back to him. I'm not doing a hana for him. I'm doing the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. El parel it's chovo. How can mishtar she like? What do you mean? Paying off his money. Of course, it's a hana. The guy's benefiting. He has to pay the money off, pay the money back. So how does that work? So I'm Rav Oshia Hamani. What's the case? Hanani. No, that's Hanan from our Mishnah, right? The Hanan had said, right? that the guy who pays the money when the wife's husband leaves and he pays the money, he can't expect any money back because he put the money on the horn of a deer, right? So meaning why it's Hanani da Amar, Ibay Esmaos, the guy loses his money, right? So the point being, when I pay off someone's loan, right, I'm sort of just like, I'm doing something nice, but it's not related to him per se. Right? Like Rashi says, Hanani da Amar Ibay Maosav, Zesha Pirne says Ishis Achavero, Viniskav and the Shem Hava, right? The guy who financed the person's wife and he has a mind to get a loan back. She is shalom lo baile, he's going to pay you back. Ibe mosav, he loses his money. Ve'en yachalomar lo es chovcha parati shalin li. He can't say, look, I paid off your loan, pay me back. Fuhu adin nami l'kol chov shalav. Any debt, right? Ve'amar chaveru paro. And the guy goes ahead and he pays it. Ve'zeh lo amar lo helveni. And the guy never said, lend me money. Enochayev lo klum, doesn't pay him anything. Ve'kevan ilu pare l'shem hava lav havahi. Even if he would have paid it on a mat, he has in mind, he wants to do it as a loan, the guy should pay him back. Ki pare nami l'shem mechila lav midei yahav. Even if he pays him back, it's just to like get him off his back. So it's not really considered like a payback in the same, not getting a benefit per se, because the guy is he's not getting anything back anyways. Okay. The only thing that's a little funny about that is that if the case is that I'm paying off your loan, right, and I can't expect to get any money back, so fine, but why is it you still get the benefit of not being annoyed that you...
Your loan has been paid off.
You get the... I think the Gemara is going to say it in a second, actually. Let's keep going to Gemara for a second, because I think the Gemara is going to talk about it in a second. That there's still you still feel better, like you're more relaxed. I don't know $10,000 anymore. That's good. But let's see. So the Gemara said, "Hamani Chanani." Right? The Amar Ibn Mosav, Rava Amar, I feel the same Rabbanan. Rava says, even the Rabbanan who said in this our case that the guy can get paid back, right, if he pays for the wife, right? Hachamayaskinan Shalava Amana Shalode Froa. Right? What must be the case? Meaning the Mishnah's case was the case where he paid, right, and he didn't have in mind to. That he borrowed and he doesn't have like a time limit to pay back, right? So. Meaning he's not so worried about it, right? The case is like, he has to pay back, but like whenever, right? It's like a student loan, right? Pay whenever, right? Right? So, Vishlama Rava lo amakrav oshia dimbokam lakrabana. Meaning I understand why Rava doesn't say like Rav Oshia because he just holds like the Rabbana. But Ela Rav, Rav Oshia, my tam lamakrava. But why doesn't Rav Oshia, right? Why doesn't he say an answer like Rava? That's easier than saying that this is Hanan. Why doesn't he just say it's like the Rabbana? So Amal Charboshia Nihi Dahana Leislay Kisufa Mi Leislay. Right, that's why. Right, meaning you're right. The guy doesn't actually get a benefit, but he gets a Kisufa. Rashi, the Kamichsef Min Hamilvem Tamid. Right, the guy is always worried about it. And that's exactly how we're making. That's why I thought about it. Right, he's still getting something. He doesn't want to say this answer. You know, because like the guy is still, in the end of the day, he still feels better. He doesn't have to pay, so he doesn't like that. He doesn't like to say that that's the answer. Fine. So meaning he'd rather say the case is where the guy took a loan where he's not really worried about it, and that's why it's not like such a big deal that you paid it off for him. So hasam nami isle hana ba'hi hana the mechzuk mine. Same thing. So he'll feel better that and that's why he doesn't want to say that answer. Fine. Okay. Mas nisan. Next mission. So the mission now is going to say start defining Admon Omer Shiva. So Admon, certain person, rabbi. And he said seven things. And we're going to find that each Mishnah, I didn't count if there's seven Mishnahs left, but there, we're going to find each Mishnah now is going to tell us a different halacha that Admon taught. Okay? So, Admon Omer Shiva, and the first one is the following. Misha Meis, V'niach Bani Mubonos. Person dies, and he leaves sons and daughters. Mizman Shen Nachasim, we've seen this halacha come up before. Mizman Shen Nachasim Merubim, if they have a lot of money, Habanim Yorshim, V'abanos and Zonos. Right? If there's a lot of money, so then the sons get the Yerusha, and the daughters are sustained financially from that Yerusha. They have to make sure that they're taken care of. When there's a small amount of money, what happens? Habanos yazunu, the girls take that money, and the sons have to go door-to-door. We've said before, because it's not kavadik for the girls, they make them have to go door-to-door, you make the sons do that. And so therefore, it's a small amount of money, you just immediately give it to the daughters, and the sons go around to take to them. Admon Omer, and Admon says, no. Hifsadati? Because I'm a boy? Just because I'm a man? Now I lose out? I'm Rabbi Gamliel. Roa ani is Devei Amon. Rabbi Gamliel says, makes a lot of sense. So what we do, so what would happen? What would happen is, still you'd say the sons are get Yerusha, but then they still have to finance the girls. And they're still going to have to go. But at least initially, you shouldn't, you know, immediately say the money goes to the girls. Let the boys get the money first, manage it, start handing out to the women, and then they'll have to go collect for more, so fine. But he says, like, why do you start it off by totally jettisoning the men? That's not fair. Just because I'm a man, I get messed over. That's not fair. Fine. Okay. So Gemara says, Ma'ka Amar, like, what is this? Rashi says, Im bishvil shani zachar hifsadati, mashma im bishvil shani zachar v'kochi yafeh hifsadati. Umahu yifoy kochal. There's something like about being a male somehow that is like better, or they have some, you know, better claim or something. Like what's that about? What does it mean? Okay. So answer the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Hachakamar. Bishvil shani zachar v'roy lasuk b'torah hifsadati. Well, because I'm a male and so I have a chiyuv tam b'torah, so I lose out. So I'm really Rava. Man da asuk b'torah hu diyaris. Man da lo asuk b'torah lo yaris. Like, what are you talking about? Let's do learn Torah. Did you get Yerusha or did you learn Torah or not? That has nothing to do with it. So Allah Amarava Hachagamar. Bishoshan Yizakha Varoy Liyarish. Right? Binachasim Merubin. If Saiti Binachasim Muatin. Right? What they're saying is, no, like, I don't understand. The rule is I get the Yerusha. Fine, that's the rule. The sons get Yerusha. So why is it now when there's less Yerusha, all of a sudden now the boys don't get it? And that's what Adam was bothered by. And Gamliel says, yeah, I talk here. He actually has a good time. Fine. Second idea from Adam. Hatoin is Chav, next Mishnah. Hatoin is Chavero. Kade Shemin, Vehode Bikankanin. So what happens? The guy goes to his friend, and he said, well, a person, and he says, you owe me jugs of oil. And the guy says, yes, I do owe you jugs of oil, but just the jugs, not the oil. Okay? Rashi says, Rekim below Shemin. So the language that I used was, I said, you owe me jugs of oil. He says, I do owe you oil jugs, but not the oil. The oil is much more expensive, right? So what happens? So he tines kai shemen v'hod bekankanim. He says, yeah. He says, I owe you the jugs. So Arman Omer hold v'hod bemiksas a tina yishba. And the rule in general, if I say you owe me $10,000 and you say you're right, I owe you $5,000. So we say, okay, you can just pay the $5,000 get to the kishvua. Right? You're mod bemiksas. You agree to some of it. Oh, so now we like we really see you're on the hook. You have to take a shvua in order to not have to pay. Fine. So fine. So he says, when I said jugs of oil and you're motivated to jugs, that's the same thing. That's also motivated mixas. Because you agreed to something that I said. Chacham Ramim, Eino das mixas min minatayna. What are you talking about? That's not true. The Chacham say, you said jugs of oil, meaning the oil. And you said, yeah, you're right, I owe you jugs. That's two separate things. Right? If I said you, whatever, these are two separate items, the jugs and the oil. Right? So he said jugs, you said jugs of oil, but you mean what you really mean is the oil. Right? So you said jugs. That's not motive to mix us. That's really your motive to something totally separate, right? And therefore, we don't. It doesn't have to take a shul, right? Amram Gamliel, Roani Yesti Re'adman. Again, Rav Gamliel says that makes a lot of sense. Fine. So says Gemara, Shema Minel the Rabbanon. So again, the Rabbanon who said this does not that is not the motive to mix us. Fine. So Shema Minel the Rabbanon, Tanu Chitin Usaorin VeHodeh Bisaorin Pater. So based on what the Mishnah said, right, based on the Pesach of the Rabbanon, so I should infer the following halacha, which would be, if I say, you owe me wheat and barley, and you say, I owe you barley, that's true, potter, right? Hold on one second. Motive and mixas, I want to make sure you say this right. Motive and mixas, it takes a shua, which should mean that the other person can take a shua and collect. I think that's the correct way to say it. Meaning, it's always true on Motzi Mechaveir Lava Raya, right? I have come to collect from you, I need to bring something, right? I need Edim, I need something. So here I came to you and I said, you owe me, I'm just trying to make sure we know who's taking the Shavua here. Is it saying in the explanation at the beginning of the Mishnah? Hold him, mix the tiny Yishba. Who's the Yishba? I'm just in the translation.
Oath of one who admits part of the claim. So it would be the one...
The admitter, the guy who admits. One person. He admits it to avoid having to pay the rest of the money.
For example, Reuven claims that Shimon owes him 100 and Shimon responds that he owes only 50. The Torah requires the defendant
Shimon to swear
to corroborate his denial. So he says, you owe me 100,
okay, so
I 50, I have to swear that it's only 50.
Fine. So I swear that it's only 50, and that's why I still pay the 50, but I don't have to pay I don't have to get the full 100. Fine, good. Just making sure we know. Fine. So putter means you don't have to. Here, putter means you don't have to. He doesn't have to take a shvuah, right? So
sorry. Why wouldn't he have to take a shvuah?
So good. So this new case is I said wheat and barley, and he says only barley. So that's fine. I'll pay the barley. I admit the barley, right? But not to pay the wheat. So according to what we just said, according to Rabbanan, I shouldn't have to take a shvuah about the wheat. Why? Because it's two separate things. Mm-hmm. Said my hodah has to dollars. Right. $10,000, $5,000. But here was shemen and jugs, and you said jugs don't count. That's not mixed us. That's not the same thing. So wheat and barley is also not the same thing. However, lemet havi to yufta the Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. But that's going to be a direct contradiction to the psak of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. The Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel tanu chitim usorin vahodu lo be'echa mehen chayev. Right? They said that's not true. Right? Probably why. Because it's all produce, whatever. It's all the same, right? So you said wheat and barley, and you said, yes, barley, good. So you can pay just the barley and take a shavuah that you don't owe the wheat. So I said, what's going on here? So Amar Yehuda Amarav Bito'ano Mida. Oh, so I'll tell you what our case is really. You're right. If according to the way we described this already, this what would come out. And so that can't be, because that's a contradiction to Psak. You know, it's not true. So the case is To'ano Mida, meaning he was talking about an amount. Right, look at Rashi says, "Tovano mida lo tava mimeno kan kanim." Right, he wasn't asking for jugs. El shemen hifkata yetzacha. I left oil with you. Umay kadesh shemen deketani masisin mida malay. Malo asara kadesh shemen. How much? 10 jugs worth. Right, you know that's what I said. I mean that's just the way you meant. It's just a measurement. Jugs, casks, whatever you want to say. So when he said kadim, he didn't actually mean jugs. So if I say 10 kadim of oil, and you say, yeah, I owe you jugs, that is two totally separate things. Because that's not what I was asking, right? It's fine. So Amru Rav Bitwan Mida. It was just an amount. That's a great answer, but Ihachi, my time at the Admon. Admon said it works, right? So if that's true, if it's really totally separate, so then what are you going to say for Admon? So Ella Amarava, Dekuli Ama, Hechida Amarle, Melo Asara Kade Shemin, Yeshli Beborcha, Shemin Katanle. So first of all, everyone agrees that if I say you owe me 10 jugs worth, which is in your bor, is going to be like our reservoir, right? Your big vat, whatever, right? So for sure, if you say that, everyone agrees that's you're asking for shem. You're not asking for the kadim. Okay. So shem and katan le kan lo katan le asara kadeh shem and milayim. So if I say you have 10 full jugs, so then for sure everyone agrees. I mean both. And if I just said jugs, that's motive mixed us, because that's for sure what I was asking. Right. So the machlokas is when I say just I have 10 jugs of oil by you. I wasn't as explicit. I didn't say kadesh shemen milayim, 10 full. Jugs. I just said 10 jugs. Right? I just said 10 jugs. So then, that's his machlokes. Admon Omer, yesh b'loshen hazeh, loshen kankanim. Admon says, that means he said jugs. So it includes the kankanim also. So if you're one of the mixers, you're going to have to take a shvuah. Rabbanan Savre, in b'loshen hazeh kankanim. He just said, Rabbanan said, that's not, the person says 10 jugs of oil. They didn't mean the oil. That's just that it means the amount, right? Fine. So that's what the machlokes is about. Okay. El atayma de ein. But wait a second, that's true. What you're saying is the whole rationale here is when I don't have the language of lashon of the jugs. Hayesh lashon kankanim, lashon hazeh kankanim chayev. But the implication is that if I do use the language of jugs, then I am chayev. Leimet to have it to you, Rav Chiya Bar Abba. So that's going to be a contradiction to a different shita of Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Da'am Rav Chiya Bar Abba, tano chitin usa'orin v'hod lo be'echamehem pater. Because Rav Chiya Bar Abba said that if you said, you owe me chitim and sarim, and the guy was moda for either of them, right, that he doesn't have to take a shvuah. So what are we going to do now? Okay. So Amar Rav Shimon Bar Ashi, Nase kimi shetano rimon b'klipaso. So Shimon bar Rashi says, no, what's going on here is that this whole story, Rashi says, lo damu kadim v'shemen. You see where I am in Rashi? It's like a few lines up from where we are in the Gemara. Like 7 or 8 lines up on the left side is Rashi. Nase kimi shetano rimon b'klipaso. Lo damu kadim v'shemen. He says, stop making the comparison. Stop it. It's not the same thing. The kule chara milsehu. Right, meaning, like the jug of oil, like it's like the peel of a pomegranate. Right, it's like why are you gonna carry? I didn't carry the oil. It comes in a. You're gonna do it, like put it in your hand. Like you can't. Right, it's ke'ilu the same thing. Right, so stop comparing chitim and sor, which are two totally separate things. And the jug and the oil are like one unit, right? I don't know if you ever gone to the ShopRite and bought oil without the plastic container. It's impossible. You can't do that, right? It's not right. It's that's totally different. So any questions on me, he basically says, from Kedim Sorim is not a good question. Fine. So Maskev Ravina, says, wait a second. Rimon below Kipaso, lo minter. Shemin minter below Kankan. It's not true. A Rimon without a pomegranate without its peel is nothing. Right, but oil without its kankan, it can actually still be guarded. How can it be guarded? It can stay in the vat, in the boar. Right, it can still sit in the boar. So ella hachamay skinan. So really, what's going on here? The amr lay asara kade shemen yeshli etzcha. The guy says, I have 10 jugs of oil by you. Va amr leidach shemen lo hay dvayim olam. Not true. You don't have any oil by me at all. Kankanim nami chamisha islach v'chamisha leislach. And so, but it comes to the kadim, he said, 5 of them. Oil, you have nothing. You said 10 kadim of oil. You have no oil and only 5 jugs, even the empty jugs. Okay? So, Amar Omer, yesh b'lashon ze, lashon kankanim. Right? Umigid mishtabea akankanim, mishtabea nami ashemin. I had to giggle. So in that case, what does Amon say? He says, look, the language there is clearly talking about kankanim. He said, "I owe you the jugs," and once I have to take a shua on the jug, right? What happens? So you make him take a shua about the oil also, because it's like called Gilgal. You extend it. You're already taking the shua anyways. So when you take the shua anyways, we take the shua on the oil also. For Rabbanan Savrei, aim balashin zelashin kankanim. Right? The Rabbanan said, "No, there's no language on kankanim. He's asking for the oil, right? Mashatanu lo hodlo." And what the guy said back? Oh yeah, I have 5 empty jugs. That's nothing. Right, right, and what he's promoted to, that wasn't. You're talking about apples and oranges, right? You're not talking about things that you made a time about something that I'm not even responding to, and the thing that I'm ready to be promoted to, you didn't even ask me for. So there's nothing to talk about. Fine. Okay. Next story about Admon. Next one. Okay. So we were right. This first stop was. Oh, you know what? I guess we'll stop it. Why not? Okay. Stop it. We'll stop. This is the conclusion of Kavchis.